The Rebbe writes in a letter about the entire Bria in general that it's a process that goes through three stages, one after the next, where the world becomes perfect more and more. The three stages in general are Olam Hazeh, this world, the time we're in now, Yemos HaMashiach, the time, the era of Mashiach, and Tchias HaMesim, the era of the resurrection of the dead. In this time now, in our world that we live in, is the time of a Mulchama, of the battle between the material and the spiritual, the good and the bad. And sometimes the bad wins and sometimes the good wins. It's a struggle. And a person goes through stages of where he has the power of choosing what's right from wrong. And he is supposed to do that. And sometimes he falls. And he lapses. He falls back in his Aveda. Until he does tshuva. And he returns himself to the original state where he's supposed to be. In the time of Mashiach, however, Yidden will finish their milchama, the war. And the good will be separated from the bad, and the good will be elevated, and will go out of Golus. And then the Jewish people will be elevated to the perfect state of how Adam HaRishon was before the Aveda of the Eitz Hadas. When the Jewish people aren't under the rulership of bad. True that the Sitra Achra, the bad, the evil forces, still exists in the world, but they are not mixed in to the Jewish people. And therefore, still, there is something lacking in the Shleimus of the Jewish people. In other words, the bad doesn't affect the Jewish people, but it still exists. And therefore, even those that live in the time of Mashiach will have to die and then get up again, be resurrected again in the time of Tchias HaMesim. Because bad still exists in the world. It's not the ultimate perfection of the world state. And the Misa, the dying, is a cause because of the bad in the world. And therefore they'll have to die and come back to life. In the time of Yemos HaMashiach, the Yidden will be elevated through the Aveda and the ladder of completion. And therefore, on Yemos HaMashiach, it says, what the Pasuk says, Hayim La'aseisam. Today is the day of action. Then is the time when the Aveda of Torah Mitzvahs will be in a complete way by the Jewish people. And then will come the third stage in time, which is the period of Olam HaTchiyah, the world of the resurrection of the dead. Which in that world, Hashem will take away totally the Ruach HaTumah, the spirit of evil. Totally eradicate it from the world. And there won't be any sin, and there won't be any death in the world. Hashem is going to slaughter the Yetzer Hara, which is the same thing as the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death. And then man will reach his ultimate Shleimus, which is not just according to his Aveda, but it's as if it's a level that's given as a present from Hashem himself. And that will be the time when the Aveda of mitzvahs will be, as the Chazal say, mitzvahs betelis lasid lave. In the time of Tchias HaMesim, the Aveda, the work of doing mitzvahs will be bottle, will be annulled. And it will just be, as the Gemara says, tzadikim yoshvim va'atriseim bereisheim. Tzadikim will sit with their crowns on their heads, v'nei meziv hashchina, and they will bask in divine light. Because once a person has reached the tachlis hashleimus, he gets such a great schar that we have absolutely no understanding of what it is, which is the idea of atriseim bereisheim, the crowns on their heads, v'nei meziv hashchina, and they get the pleasure from the shchina. And this schar will be actually given to the human body as well. the neshama, the way it's enclosed in the body, because that is the tachlis hashlemus of the creation of the world, which the world was created for from the beginning, with this intention that there should be the dira lo yizbarach betachteinim, the dwelling place and the abode for Hashem Himself here in this physical world.